Shipp is executive director of LPAC, the Lesbian Political Action Committee Super PAC, that was formed to make a true impact for lesbians in politics and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Beth.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Tell us about LPAC.
So LPAC is the Lesbian Super PAC. We were founded in 2012 by a group of experienced leaders in the feminist, LGBTQ, and social justice movements who were tired of decisions about women's lives, bodies, health, everything else being made by, frankly, a bunch of old white guys. And so they decided that they were going to form a PAC that was just for LGBTQ women and our allies. And so that's how LPAC started. And so we're all about building lesbian political power and making sure that lesbians have a real seat at the table when political decisions are being made. We endorse gay, straight. We endorse men, women. If we ever found a Republican who we could endorse, we would certainly be called nonpartisan. Unfortunately, at this point, all of them are so far to the right and crazy that we haven't found one to be able to support us, and therefore us supporting them. But we endorse people who are outspoken champions for LGBT rights, women's equality, and social justice. And all of our work is centered around that and building a community of politically active and engaged LGBTQ women.
Who is LPAC endorsing for president?
Oh, we're super excited about that. Last night was Super Tuesday, and Hillary Clinton had a wonderful night, and we were so excited to be the first national LGBT group to endorse Hillary Clinton for president. We endorsed her, in fact, right before she announced. It was about the week before she announced. We said that this is the person who we want representing us as the next president of the United States. And so we have been out working super hard over the last several months since that announcement to make sure that we're doing everything to get lesbian and queer women involved in Hillary's campaign and getting them excited about the possibility of being able to say Madam President in January 2017.
What events do you have planned?
We're always doing events, right? Check online because we're probably in a community near you. Next Thursday, we are having a Lesbian Political Summit webinar where Hillary Rosen, who is a CNN contributor and one of our LPAC board members, is going to be speaking with some of the lesbian and queer women on the Hillary Clinton campaign. Specifically, Brink Craig has been invited, who is the deputy political director, and Aditi Hardiker, who is the coalition's finance director for Hillary for America. And we're going to get on a webinar, and we're going to talk about why queer women need to be involved in politics, why they need to be involved specifically in this race, and what lesbians can do to make sure Hillary Clinton is our next president. So that's coming up on March 10th. And then our really super exciting event on June 16th in New York City is Levity and Justice for All. It's a benefit comedy show for LPAC. All of the money raised is going to help elect Hillary Clinton and other candidates who support our values in the Senate, in state house, and other legislative races, and even judicial races throughout the country. It's so exciting because we've got 10 unbelievable lesbian and queer comics coming to New York City to perform. We've got Rosie O'Donnell, Leah DeLaria, Cameron Esposito and her wife, Ray Butcher. We've got Judy Gold, Karen Williams, Marsha Warfield, Jess Tom, Marga Gomez, and it's being hosted by the indomitable Kate Clinton. Because you can't do better than Kate, right? And Kate has been with LPAC since the beginning, and this was a bit of hers and Irvashi Vad's brainchild, and it's coming together beautifully, and we cannot wait to celebrate lesbian comedy and lesbian political action in New York City on June 16th.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, let me tell you, I have the dream job to live the personal and make it the political, right? So I actually started out in Democratic politics and worked in Democratic politics for about, 15 to 20 years. Between working for campaigns and then I joined NARAL Pro-Choice America and worked as their political director for 10 years in the women's reproductive rights movement. And so when this job came up for the executive director of LPAC, it brought the personal to the political for me in a way that no other organization has. And so I think that that's really where my personal meets the political, is being the executive director of LPAC, because all of the things that I have worked for in my adult life, whether it's social justice, whether it's women's equality and reproductive rights and health, or LGBT equality, is encompassed in the mission of LPAC, and I just couldn't be prouder and happier than to be the executive director of this organization right now.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
I would love if we didn't have to talk about LGBT equality in the next few years, you know? I would really love it if we got to the point in this country where that's not something that we are having to fight for day in and day out. I think that when we saw the Supreme Court rule on marriage equality, a lot of people, frankly, thought that the struggle was over. But the fact that, you know, a lot of people talk about you can get married on Saturday and fired on Monday means that we still have a whole bunch of work to do. And so I know that over the next few years, we are going to be focused on transgender rights. You know, this bill that just passed overwhelmingly in state legislature in South Dakota that thankfully the governor vetoed, not for good reasons, but he vetoed it, and that's what's important, that would say that transgender people could not use the facilities that match their gender identity. You know, the fact that we're still having to have those kinds of fights in 2016 sometimes can be a little bit disheartening, but I also know that we have so many people who are so committed to making sure that equality is something that is for all and not just some. And so I see LPAC joining with our other progressive allies and working very hard on transgender rights, on workplace discrimination, on religious freedom and restoration acts. Like, let's just get rid of those once and for all, so that in a few years we can actually say that everybody is equal and we're not still having to have these same fights.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Don't give up. You know, it's the cliche now that it gets better, but it gets so much better. Find people around you who love you and appreciate you for who you are, whether that's your, you know, family by blood or by choice, whether those are your friends, whether that's somebody that you reach out to online in a support community. Just do whatever you have to do to hang on and understand and know that you are special and you are unique and you are wonderful and you deserve all the happiness in this world. And don't let the bastards get you down. Keep fighting every single day.
How can people get information about LPAC?
Oh, there's lots of ways to get information about LPAC. So obviously you can go to our website, which is teamlpac.com. You can follow us on Twitter at teamlpac. You can like us on Facebook, also teamlpac. And so there's a lot of ways for you to get involved. And then we're also always doing events literally all over the country. I think that we have almost 16, 17 house party events throughout the country planned for this year. So we are planning on being in Florida and in New York and Massachusetts and Virginia and Los Angeles and San Francisco and Seattle and Dallas and Chicago. I mean, we're all over the place. So go to our website and you'll be able to find information about where we're coming next. And we hope that you will come out and meet us and get to know what we're about and then become a member of Team LPAC.
What other candidates is LPAC supporting?
Well, our big focus so far, like I said earlier, has been on Hillary Clinton for president, and so a lot of our efforts have been going toward that. We don't have specific candidates that we're ready to announce yet, but stay tuned because we'll be announcing our 2016 slate soon. I can tell you, though, that we have an overriding goal this year. With the recent death of Supreme Court Justice Scalia, I think that that's put into even clearer focus how important it is that all three branches of government are working together and not in opposition. And so one of our goals this year is to certainly change the makeup of the United States Senate. When you have Republican senators who are saying that they will not even entertain a meeting with a potential nominee from President Obama, you know things need to change. And so there are some critical races out there. There are, I think, about 7 Senate seats that we're keeping an eye on right now where we have the potential to replace obstructionist, anti-choice, anti-social justice, anti-LGBT senators with people who actually represent the values and mission of LPAC. And so we are going to be looking very closely at those races. And then we have some really interesting races in the House where lesbian candidates are running for U.S. House, and I think that that's really interesting and worth watching. And the two that I'm thinking about are in really competitive seats for this year, so we're going to be keeping an eye on those elections. And then we have some great candidates who are running in state Senate and state House seats across the country. So I think that we're going to have a very well-rounded slate, a very interesting slate. I think the one other that I would bring up that's really interesting to us that we're watching right now is one that's near and dear to our own heart, and that is Tina Podlodowski, who is running for Secretary of State in Washington State. Tina is a board member of LPAC who has taken a leave of absence to run. We're so thrilled for her, and we think that she's running a great race. So keep an eye on her race as well.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
How do I get involved in LPAC? Honestly, that is the most important question because for me, yes, we want you to donate and be involved with LPAC on a contributor level, but we're also all about building a community here. And so I think, you know, there are 3 different ways. It's your time, your treasure, and your community, your people, right? So I would ask people, give us some of your time, get involved, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and really pay attention to the issues and promote that for us far and wide to all of your networks. If you're so inclined, we would very much appreciate a contribution because it's small dollar donors who actually keep LPAC running. Unlike all those other super PACs that are run and funded by a wealthy few, LPAC is really funded by many, and we are funded by people. The average donation is less than $100. We have contributors in 49 states, and so being able to actually make a monetary contribution that is important to you, it doesn't have to be $1,000. It can be $100. It can be $10. But really putting your money where your political action is makes a big difference. And then I would say also bring other people into the community, right? What we know is there's not like a database, right, where you can go and you can find all lesbian and queer women who are engaged politically. I wish there were, and we're going to be working on making sure there's one, but there's not one yet. So bring your friends, bring your allies, bring what we call our lesbros, you know, bring the guys who have stood with us on the front lines for the longest time where we've stood with them. Like, bring them into this movement as well because we need everybody to make sure that lesbian political power is here to stay.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
I actually do. I saw this several years ago, and it's carried me through campaigns and through heartache and through breakups and everything else. And my mantra is, everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. When you think all hope is lost, it's not, because in the end, however it ends up, it's going to have to be okay. And so it's my job to make sure that at that moment when I might want to give up or I might want to feel defeat, that I keep pushing through because that's not the end that I'm writing in my story.